Fall's the best time to plant or replant your lawn, to save water or mowing. We're starting with the right seeds next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to fasterutah.org.
Start your lawn with the right seeds to minimize water and mowing. Alex Grover with Utah Sustainable Gardening gets us started.
Getting some good seed. Right now, I write a blog for Nature's Finest Seed, the Pulitzer blog for the company I am making money off of. Right now, I'm looking at the Buffalo Grass Seed Blend. Now, this is an optimal drought-resistant plant turf grass for Utah. Now, it is pricey. For 500 square feet worth of seed, it's about $40. And I don't know what sod is. It's probably cheaper than sod anyway. And this stuff's only going to be green for maybe 3 or 4 months. It's not going to be green all season long. If you're playing on your grass in the middle of winter, it's probably not your best option. But if you're just looking for the ornamental front lawn, this stuff is great. It is just great for your water conservation. And you don't have to mow as much. I'm not sure the height on this particular version that we're selling, but some of these are going to top out at 8 inches. So if you look at that, it's like you don't even need to mow it. You know, right now is an absolutely great time to do any kind of repairs on your lawn. I mean, who has never had a patch that just goes out there and maybe the sprinkler was bad, or maybe the dog was a problem? Well, you just get a patch of brown lawn and it dies. You look at it and it's like, okay, I fixed everything, but the grass was dead. I think we've all run into that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.